Recently, I read three new books on transgender issues, including the story of a gender nonconforming child, Raising My Rainbow, Adventures in Raising a Fabulous Gender Creative Son, by Laurie Doran, 2013 Broadway Books. It's a funny yet serious first-person story of a mom doing her best in the raising of her gender creative son, who insists on wearing a tutu to dance class and has to be talked out of knotting his soccer shirt at his hip. Laurie is already ahead of the game. Her brother is gay, and she has long been a member of PFLAG, Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, which she describes as the most supportive support group that I've ever seen. It's good for the soul. It's what church should feel like. Doran covers important issues that a family raising a gender-creative child, including parenting his gender-conforming older brother and confronting bullying issues that he faces as a result of his younger sibling. Ultimately, she and her husband work with her children's school, the ACLU, and her younger son's therapist, who warns that transgender children have the highest rate of suicide, to resolve the issue. The book has helpful sections in the back, including a list of resources, and a section titled 12 Things Every Gender Nonconforming Child Wants You to Know. Item number 2, if you're confused and can't quite tell if I'm a boy or a girl, just know that I am a person. Please treat me that way. On the other side of the equation is Stuck in the Middle with You, a memoir of parenting in three genders by Jennifer Finney Boylan, 2013 Crown. Boylan writes about her journey of fathering two sons with her wife, transitioning, and being a mother to her children. Particularly poignant is Boylan's struggle with her gender identity, her decision to tell her wife, and the couple's decision to stay together through and after her transition. Stuck in the Middle with You is also a writer's memoir that includes interviews on identity, parents, and parenting with many authors, including Augustine Burroughs and Edward Albee. In Trans Bodies, Trans Selves, a resource for the transgender community, Brilling quotes her mother in the introduction, "It is impossible to hate anyone whose story you know." Trans Bodies, Trans Selves, 2014, Oxford University Press, is a great resource book, a whopping 648 pages full of important information and lots of stories. Sections include sex and gender, with a simple line drawing including that gender identity is located in the mind, sexual orientation in the heart, and sex in the genitals. The issues are more complex, but the drawing is spot on. Other sections include disabilities and deaf culture, religion and spirituality, legal issues, general sexual and reproductive health, medical transition, mental health services and support, parenting, youth, aging, arts and culture, just to name a few. The volume ends with an afterword from the founders of the Boston Women's Health Collective, authors of Our Bodies, Ourselves. I expect that Trans Bodies, Trans Selves will become a staple in the trans community, including non-trans family members and loved ones. And like Our Bodies, Ourselves, will become such an integral, helpful resource that we can't imagine living without it. This is Janet Mason with commentary on queer life and literature for This Way Out.